Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today speaking with Canadian Red Cross Community Services Coordinator Darlene Trevorello here in Wawa. First of all, thank you for speaking with me.
Thank you, Daniel. It's so nice to be back with you.
It's been such a long time, and in that time, there's been a couple changes. I guess we'll just jump right in and note that you're in a different office now.
Yes, quite the change. We've moved from 31 Broadway down the street to 65 Broadway. Our office is where the old barbershop was, right next door to the Wawa Goose Club.
It's a nice location and fairly convenient. Can I ask, what prompted this move?
Well, there's been a transition from some of our programs. So our assisted living and the adult day program have been transitioned over to the March of Dimes. So the March of Dimes remained at the 31 Broadway location because all of the equipment and facilities were set up for those services. So that's going to remain there. And then the rest of the Red Cross programs moved down to 65 Broadway.
That makes a lot of sense. So what are the main programs that the Red Cross are providing at this point?
So right now, the Red Cross still provides Meals on Wheels, telephone assurance, transportation, friendly visiting when we're not under pandemic protocols, and of course, disaster management. So we still have a fairly good crew of core volunteers that have remained with us through the pandemic to provide services specifically for Meals on Wheels. We were lucky that we were able to continue that service because we've gone to a no-contact module of delivery. So the meals can still go out. We still have about 10 volunteers that deliver the meals Mondays to Fridays.
So basically that just changes a few aspects of the protocol for how those meals are dropped off, mainly just to put them on the step, knock on the door kind of thing?
Yes, yeah. We just ensure that we've got a response from the client that they're aware the meal is there. So it's still a safety check. If somebody doesn't answer, the volunteers would call me and let me know that they hadn't heard anything, and then I would just check up on them.
And you did mention that you've still got a number of volunteers for all of these programs, and we definitely do want to recognize the great support that you do receive from those volunteers.
Certainly. And just so happens, April 18th to the 24th, it is National Volunteer Week. So it's an opportunity for the Red Cross to acknowledge the value of the volunteer and what they provide in the community, not only in Wawa, Canada, but also the world.
There's still a lot of great services being provided by the Canadian Red Cross. Was there anything else you wanted to mention?
Yes, I just wanted to let people know that although the Red Cross office, we're under lockdown, we're not open, we're always here, Vanjie, Fournier, or myself, always at the office, so you can just call the 856-1964 number. If you need to schedule an appointment, that can be arranged.
Well, thank you very much for your time today.
Terrific. Wonderful to be able to talk to you today, Daniel.
Once again, that is Darlene Trevorello, Community Services Coordinator for the Canadian Red Cross here in Wawa, joining us for Town Talker at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.